This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora koutou and welcome.
You stumbled onto Fix It Up Waitaha,
brought to you by the Ikean Youth Rōpū, empowering young people across the plains.
If you're passionate about our gorgeous environment, get ready for a killer show.
This was recorded late June, and the bus fares have changed since then.
Awesome. Kia ora, folks. We've got Poppy here in studio, and
I'm River. Nice to meet you all.
Do you take the bus, River?
As often as I can, because I live in Governor's Bay. Can't get it over the hill, unfortunately. But whenever I'm in town, yeah, it's a great way to get around. You?
Yeah, absolutely. It's my only way of getting anywhere. Still working on that learner's license and getting that too restricted, but the bus has been an awesome resource since moving to Canterbury.
Yeah.
How's your day going, River?
Yeah, pretty good, actually. Can't complain. I got excellence on my test and nobody Ooh. Else did, so no, don't want to brag or anything, but yeah, you?
Yeah, well, I had a super slow start to the morning. I woke up like kind of grumpy and angry with everyone, just a little bit irritated, but it's gotten a lot better since then. Took myself for some time out on the beach and have gone for a little bit of a wander.
Nice.
Today's episode is focusing on public transport.
Yeah.
If you could design a ideal vehicle for without any limitations, what would you do?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I'm thinking like a rail, right? That could go underwater and like in the air and like it's like really fast, like Elon Musk sort of spaceship Ooh. Fast. Like, yeah, you?
I like that. I like that a lot. I don't know. What are the issues with public transport? I'd love to have a light rail that went all the way across New Zealand, which is a conversation that people are just starting to have in government after having those conversations for a while. But that would be sick.
That'd be awesome.
If people actually use it, yeah, it'd be nice.
Could spend the weekend in Auckland or Greymouth.
You could just go down to Dunedin in like 4 hours or however long. Maybe if there's no limitations, you can go down to Dunedin in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And there you are. So that would be pretty fantastic. Go to some concerts.
Speaking of concerts, up in Glastonbury, the new zero-emission shuttle service is debuting today.
Oh, Glastonbury, that's the big music festival up in England, right?
Yep, that's the one.
My mum jumped the fence to get into that one, her and her best friend. They were one of many reported young students jumping over the fence. Maybe not young students. I'm sure they were in their 20s. But I heard something like 50% of the people got in through non-legal ways. Whether or not that's, do not endorse, but...
free tickets, you know.
Free tickets? That was 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Don't report on my mum's age, but,
Yep.
Glastonbury, that's so cool. Where'd you get that information?
I got it from Positive News website, a great website to find out, well, positive news weekly, which is great. No sponsors or anything, so, yep.
Alert, we are not sponsored by Positive News Network, but please, all listeners, you should go check it out because it's so nice to get some, nice news in the midst of all of this chaos of the world sometimes. We have got two lovely folks from the Ikean Youth Rōpū in studio today. Would you mind going ahead and introducing yourself?
Kia ora. I'm Shelby. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm one of the Northeast representatives on the Ikean Youth Rōpū.
Kia ora. I am Amanda. I also use she, her pronouns, and I am the only Christchurch West representative on the Youth Rōpū, and I am this year's secretary.
How are your days going, Shelby?
My day's been good. Just come back from a long day of school, so happy to be here and not doing my English work.
Hurrah! Amanda, how are you?
Yep, long day of school. Very happy to be in my bright yellow fleece. It is absolutely my comfort clothing. So, yeah.
And you've chosen a song to bring us. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I have chosen a song. I was like, what's a good song? What's a good Kiwi song? And it's probably not a Kiwi classic yet, but I have confidence and I say that it will be. And it's called Pink Beach, and it's by a band from Dunedin called Soaked Oats. And it's just very chill. It's just very chill vibes. So, yeah.
Incredible. Can't wait to hear it.
Thank you.
So you both joined the Iken Uthropu at the beginning of last year. Awesome. How has it been? What have you been working on so far?
It's been really cool, not going to lie. It's been awesome being in a space particularly focused on the environment and within council, because there's not many other spaces to do that within Ototahi. We've been involved a lot within the engagement side. Last year, the annual plan was a big thing. We really pushed that within our different youth networks, and we got the highest amount of youth submissions ever.
I was engaged more specifically last year in the setting up of our public transport focused, like, work stream work group. We call them HOI.
Incredible. So you did lots of public transport stuff last year, which is sounding absolutely amazing. For our listeners, what is an overview of public transport in Christchurch and how does it work?
We use buses in Great. Christchurch. There's no trains here. Buses, and we've got bus routes that go all the way from Queen's Park to Hawswell, Rolleston, Kaipoi. They basically go pretty much everywhere.
And Ototahi and Greater Ototahi. For Canterbury, we have a few little bus services down in lovely Timaru, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, we have the intercity ones as well, which are quite exciting, going down to Dunedin, going down to Dunedin and going up to Picton, going down to Dunedin and up to Picton. What's the longest bus route? Does anyone know?
It kind of depends, because you've got the 86 to Darfield, goes quite a long way, but it actually only comes into town, whereas something like the 5, which goes all the way from Rolleston to New Brighton, is heinously long. The 1, Kashmir to Rangiora, which it goes all the way to Sign of the Kiwi on one end, are the long bus routes. 820 goes to Burnham, just a fun little random one, not super far.
Continuously, you'd probably be talking the Orbiter, because the Orbiter literally goes around in a circle.
Yeah, it orbits Christchurch,
so
doesn't it?
It's constantly running.
I had a friend in Templeton that was like 2 hours just to get from Templeton on the 5 to New Brighton, and it was like a 20-minute walk to the bus stop, and then you'd wait, and it was just a whole like two and a half hour excursion, which is quite a big thing for lots of people trying to figure out how they can use the buses to the best of their ability without sacrificing time. What is something that you like most about the buses, or maybe a frustration?
I love the bus, and I love how I get that little extra half an hour a day to just put in my headphones and completely zone out. But if you were somebody who was working, if you work late hours, the buses only really run till
11.
I don't want to make the buses sound bad, because for how spread out Ototahi is, they are remarkably efficient.
I also think one of the things that's really good about buses is they enable people who cannot drive, whether they are kids or older or just aren't allowed or just can't. It allows those people to get around the city and get a little bit around the region as well, I suppose. And I think the other thing is public transport is one of those things that I think people need to start to embrace in order to help with climate. The more people you put in one thing, the less emissions you're going to create as an individual.
Yeah, absolutely. And Waitaha is the biggest region in all of New Zealand, so it's pretty fantastic to have the resources that we do to bring together such a widespread city and a widespread region. How many people, on average, do you think take the bus?
I would say the majority of school kids will take buses at least casually or semi-regularly. Uni students absolutely use the buses. They've become a lot more used with the half-price fares.
Basically what happened is last year, as part of the annual plan, the council proposed a change to our bus fares. The three main options were basically like leave it the same but add in a discount for uni students, free for under 25s, tertiary students and community service card holders, and then a $2 flat fare for everyone.
Yeah, totally. Now, you mentioned a change to bus fares. Could you give us a bit of more information on that? What do we need to know about the upcoming changes to bus fares?
You've summoned us, Poppy. the EYR, or the Iken Uthropu, We saw those three suggestions and we proposed to the ECAN Council that they kind of merge a couple of them. What will be coming into play on the 1st of July is that there will be a $1 flat fare for under 25s
and tertiary students. Community services card holders are going to get a half price off that $1 flat fare again. And then everyone else gets a lovely $2 flat fare.
So with these new changes, if you hold a community service card, you can attach your community service card number to your bus card and reduce the prices by 50%.
Correct. I think like Candu cards, community services cards can be used as bus cards.
That would be really, really cool if you could tap onto the bus using that and get a receipt.
But to put into contrast, because obviously we're coming off half price fares, so that's 75 cents for kids, and then
$1.20.
Yes, no, because it used to be $2.40 for adults at full price, didn't it?
Yeah, so with a Metro card. We're talking Metro card prices here. I will also make a note of that. Flat fares will bring in the same sort of cost scheme as we have now, in that if you're paying cash, it'll be a $2 flat fare for under 25s and students, and then a $4 flat fare for adults, I think.
Okay, so significantly decreased if you have a Metro card. Everyone get a Metro card.
Yeah, get a Metro card.
It's so handy.
They are fantastic, fantastic things, and it will be a great, great decrease in money that you're spending on your buses if you have a Metro card, especially with these upcoming flat fares.
It'll be going down from a $1.50 for kids and a $2.40 for adults.
So up until now, we've had the 75 cents for youth, and my understanding is that that's coming to a close on July 1st.
That is what I believe.
Yeah, awesome. Is there anything else to add in terms of what we need to know just regarding public transport as the changes happen?
Not change specific, but just sort of generally, if you've never got on a bus before, you can pay cash, you can top up cash, you can also make an account for your Metro card, and you can top up online. You cannot top up with a card on the bus, and you cannot pay with like a credit card on the bus. But that may change as we look to bring in a national ticketing system.
That's really exciting. Things to keep an eye out for. Now, public transport is a huge part of all of our lives. We all take the bus all the time. It carries us across Christchurch. It carries us beyond Christchurch. I've gone up to Picton, all of those buses. Where do you see public transport going in the near future, in the far future, in the future without limits? Where do you see that?
Whew. I'll throw in my little dream here of the Greater Christchurch Plan. They're suggesting a lot of rapid transport. So trains coming from, similar to what you see in the Gold Coast, coming all the way from up by Kaiapoi through Christchurch out to Rolleston, so out to those semi-detached urban centres, and creating a more streamlined public transport system to connect us. I would love to see that. I think that's such a good idea. And also getting more bus routes out to the east. But I would love to get the rapid transport in. That's my little thing.
That would be so exciting.
Yeah, my thing with public transport, absolutely the mass rapid transit. Let's put some trains in the city, please. Let's get out to Selwyn, let's get out to Waimakariri, let's make it easier for our whānau to get in here. My other thing, which is, I need to think of a way to phrase this, like, kindly. So I have whānau in Australia who work for some of the bus companies over there, and the bus drivers over there are also striking, you know, as they should, and as is their right, but they have considerably better benefits and contracts compared with a lot of bus drivers here. And I think part of the way we motivate more people to drive our buses so that we have more bus routes is to give them more money, better rights. Not a fun or easy job, I think, having to drive a bunch of rowdy people around all day.
Not at all. And that makes me think, because some of the bus drivers are so lovely. They are so amazing. I've had bus drivers let me on if I don't have money on my card because they recognize that I'm going to school. They go, hey, are you going to school? Get on the bus, please. You need to be going to school. I love it when there are lovely bus interactions, but those bus drivers deal with so much. Are there any amazing, lovely, wonderful bus interactions that have stuck with you in this time?
Shout out. I lived in Hawesville for a wee while, and the woman who drove the like one that was at like 7:45 or 8 o'clock at the bus exchange was an absolute godsend. She got me to school on time every single time, and she was so lovely. Because at that point I'm like, oh God, am I going to be late to school? But it's like, nah, it was phenomenal.
Shout out any bus driver who drives a bus like the Orbiter, the 1 or the 7 during school rush hours. You are angels. School children are feral.
Yeah, I just, anyone who drives a school bus or a bus during school time, they're all gods, all of them. And shout out the bus drivers who, an embarrassing number who have woken me up because we're at the end of the route. You are all lovely, lovely people, and I'm so sorry for making you stay on your job longer.
In short, thank you to every single amazing bus driver out there. You're doing your job so well, and let's keep making working conditions better because they are so rough in some cases.
You keep the bus drivers happy, you keep the council happy, you then get more bus routes and we get a more efficient system. It's a win-win for absolutely everybody involved.
Absolutely. And on that note, thank you so much for coming in. Let's keep keeping the bus drivers happy, keeping the council happy, keeping everyone happy, keeping Christchurch happy, interconnecting Christchurch as a city because we are huge and there are so many people that can have interactions on the bus. Lovely things happen on the bus. Also, it's just a necessary, necessary resource. Take the bus, get a Metro card, keep an eye out for the upcoming change of bus fares. And thank you so much to both of you. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
Yes, awesome. Thank you. I will do, and I will get on my bus after this.
Yes, I will also get on my bus after this.
Thank you for listening to Fix It Up Waitaha, coming to you from our beautiful Otutahi Christchurch.
We'd love to hear what you're getting up to in your own spaces. Follow along or send us a message at Ekan Uthropu on all social places. That's Ecan Uthropu. And listen again every second Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your audio.
And we hope you get out and do your part to fix it up.
Millions of years ago.